Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Cuba is not alone. Solidarity with Cuba groups from Costa Rica, Guatemala, and Honduras demanded that the United States lift its unilateral economic, commercial, and financial blockade against the Caribbean island, which has lasted more than six decades. It denounced that Latin America has paid in blood for the extermination of its peoples who, in the midst of political calculations of genocidal operations, installed themselves in the dictatorships that assassinated the revolutionary and resistance roots settled in our country. However, they highlighted that the exception to the rule in America has been Cuba, which, since the first revolution given by teacher José Martí, made it clear that the honor and value of its people is in the sovereignty of the nation. With a milk powder cargo for Cuban pediatric hospitals, a group of 40 students from the United States arrived in Havana last Wednesday, along with activist Carlos Lasso, coordinator of the Bridges of Love Project. The young people, who are also accompanied by some of their parents, expressed their excitement to lend a hand to the people of Cuba. Lasso told Prensa Latina. He said that some 5,000 pounds of powdered milk will be delivered by the campaign of the organization Code Pink and Bridges of Love, which has already sent two other shipments for similar purposes. The platform led by Lasso is part of the growing network of solidarity with Cuba in the United States that calls on Joe Biden administration to return to the path of understanding between the two countries and that calls for the lifting of the economic, financial, and commercial blockade imposed for more than 60 years. The port of Sagunto, Valencia, will host the 16th meeting of Solidarity with Cuba in Spain from October 14 to 16, the organizers announced. The meeting will bring together activists and organizations of the State Movement of Solidarity with Cuba, MESC, and a delegation from the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples. The Valencian Association of Friendship with Cuba, José Martí, will be in charge of sponsoring the event under the slogan Cuba, Revolution of Solidarity, with a poster designed by the illustrator Javi Parra. After the forced pause due to the pandemic situation on Cuba, the event will take place now and will pay tribute to Fidel Castro and José Martí, as well as to the professional Cuban health teams who share their experience with other peoples in solidarity to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. President Miguel Díaz-Canel expressed Cuba's gratitude for the recent support expressed in several nations against the United States blockade of the island. "We appreciate the legitimate claim of supportive friends who this Sunday participated in a new International Day against the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States on our country more than 60 years ago," the president wrote on Twitter. Various cities around the world were the scene last weekend of activities as part of the World Day against the U.S. siege of Cuba. Solidarity people, Cubans residing abroad, and aid workers from this Caribbean nation carried out initiatives in countries such as the United States, Mexico, Belize, Uruguay, Finland, France, Italy, and Sri Lanka, reported the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. While Cuba boasts the vaccination of over 90% of its population against COVID-19, almost 1 million people in low-income countries remain deprived of protection against SARS-CoV-2. According to a recent statement by Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom, only 57 nations in the world have managed to immunize 70% of their population, most of them high-income countries. Adhanom called on territories that reached 70% to provide support to those lagging behind and urged vigilance and preparedness to reintroduce and adjust social and health measures as needed. While almost 1 billion people are waiting for a dose to protect them against COVID-19, Cuba made history with an immunization campaign that stands out for being massive and free. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.